on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to this episode of the Informant Podcast. I'm your host for the evening, Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and I have tonight with me Jennifer, the Mafia Waslu lady. What's happening?
You change your voice every time.
I try to mix it up a little bit, you know,
yeah,
a little dynamic.
I won't say what you sound like.
But it'd be like that old Masterpiece Theater.
What's yeah. That?
Or Stalker Pete, whichever one you want to choose.
Creepy Pete.
Creepy Pete. So what's happening? Jenna's got the night off again.
She's
doing the family thing.
She's in Vegas. She passed through Vegas, but I was sleeping when she called.
Whoops.
They might stop by on their way back. They went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And she confirmed it was hot in the desert.
Usually is. That's why they call it the desert.
Yes, but she acted surprised. She's like, ooh, it is hot out here.
130 in the shade, no doubt. Yep. Trying to think what's up.
So the Olympics are over today.
Yeah. I haven't even paid attention to figure out where we were at as a country in the final stats.
Oh. I didn't get into it this year as much as I usually do. I blame Zynga. I've been too busy.
I watched some of it. I was watching some. We came out on top. 104 total medals. And we actually had the most golds.
Nice.
And silvers and bronze. There you have it. We were in a neck-to-neck tie there with China for a while. And then we pulled it out in the end. So, anyway. And Martin was saying he had one of the Swedish girls won silver in the Olympics.
Yeah, he posted that picture. And it was like down to a photo finish.
Yeah.
I think it was in a triathlon or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm probably getting it wrong, and he'll be cringing.
Could be the decathlon.
Yeah, so one of those.
That's one of those tough ones. When they talk about, like, an all-around athlete, because they were, like, I was watching some, you know, and they had that gentleman from, was he from Jamaica? The Usain Bolt, and he's, like, the fastest man alive now. He's won back-to-back medals in both the 100 and the 200-meter dash. Anyway, he was, you know, battling it out with a guy that does the decathlon. They were kind of, you know, verbal jabbing each other. And they kind of acquiesced a little bit that, you know, a guy that has, you know, guy or gal, that does almost every event in the Olympics with regard to track, you know, that you got to be a heck of an athlete to be able to do high jump, long jump, you know, long running and everything else. It really says something about your
endurance. That what, like, Bruce Jenner did?
Yeah, I think he was a decathlon. Yeah,
and now he's a Kardashian. He's more famous for that now.
Yeah, might as well have changed his name.
Yeah.
Yep. Or his girls are famous, one of the two. Who knows? So, what else is up? It's kind of slow.
Know. Yeah, it's been nice.
Yep.
We needed a break, but it's not really a break. We just got so much dumped at once, I don't think they can make room for anything else. And then, of course,
real estate on the screen.
Yeah, as they release more stuff, there's problems. One day they like loaded out three things at the same time, and then people couldn't get on to Mafia Wars. They just got a blank screen.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the Spockholm toolbar's fault, because I tested it. I disabled it and still got the same black screen. I always do that because I know that Zynga likes to just blame you guys when there's problems.
Always a script problem. Scripts cause problems with everything.
Yes, that's why they're banned.
Miss out on all the solutions that scripts seem to provide for the game, and patches and fixes when other things are broken. But hey, you know, who are we to say?
Yeah, and Martin found something interesting. A lot of people have been complaining about the half page problem. Mm-hmm. And that's always existed, but it seems like it's happening more frequently. And apparently, Facebook sent out on their developers map, or whatever you guys call it. There was an announcement they were changing something in the code that had to do with screen fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Zynga didn't change it
pay attention, and then it got kind of caught up with him. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Product roadmaps.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell people with the whole half screen, just load the game from the bakon.me unframe link, and those half pages aren't going to be a problem.
Yeah.
They're annoying, and I know, like, sometimes if you're on Facebook and you just want to click on your application from Facebook, you forget to download it from spockon.me. And a lot of people I've noticed have been asking about the property manager. There's been an increased interest in the enable reward point spending part of it.
Wonder why.
Yeah.
So I wonder why. Hey, when they roll out those 2x spending events when they don't work.
And I noticed I had this problem too when I did that, is it gets cut off because of the half screen thing. And yeah. So you can't scroll down to it. But I find when I go to spockon.me first and then load it, I can get to it.
Now, which one are you using? The full word unframed, or are you using the SU or just the U?
Oh, the fake one.
Oh, okay. So you're using the fake framing.
Yeah.
We call it faux framing.
Faux framing.
In the industry and all. But no, because there's three different SpockOnMe addresses. There's a SpockOn.me/SU, which is for secure unframe. And if you're running unframe script that Brandon wrote for Grease Monkey, that actually does a true unframing of the game. And then there's a /U, which does the same thing, but it does it with an unsecure page. So it's the HTTP version. So it depends on which way you're using Facebook. And then the last one is the faux unframing, which is the spockon.me/unframed. So wanted to clarify that there's three different versions of the unframing.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Nice.
It's an interesting tidbit.
Well, it's something people would want to know. A lot of times when you run into that HTTPS problem.
Right. Yep. Then you'd probably want to use the /SU for secure unframe. And then it does unframe the game. Again, only if you're running the add-in to Grease Monkey in Firefox or Chrome to do the unframing. So, but then that's a true unframe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not.
And that true unframe is needed at times.
It is. Yep. So
I should look more into that. I know Brandon had made some kind of script for me to try something, and it had to be in a true unframe state. And I had never tried that. The Grease Monkey thing you're talking about. Uh-huh. And I read about it. Martin wrote something about it, and I just posted Martin's instructions. I didn't actually go do it. So then I was kind of forced to learn it, and I was like, oh, I see what this is now.
Uh-huh. Yep. So there's three ways to get to unframing in the game. Fake, and then the two real ways if you have the add-in.
Speaking of the property double thing, did you ever get your reward points back?
Last I got back was that it's a known issue, and it's been escalated in the studio again because it obviously affected more than just me. I wasn't the only one that had the problem. The question will be is whether or not they actually resolve it for everybody that's having a problem. I think the part that frustrates me most about it is you hear these stories of people going to support and getting gifted items and reward points and stuff for some of the most ridiculous claims. You know, oh, I'm sorry, you've had such a rough time with, you know, XYZ. And, oh, here's, you know, three super oxes and a moronic flying fish or something. And, you know, and then here I am. I got a legitimate claim and a known issue that they've already acknowledged, and they can't fix my problem. I mean, that to me is just annoying.
Well, and it's wrong, too, because your problem involved you spending reward points and you didn't get anything in return.
Exactly my point.
That's just bad business.
And I'm like, look, you can solve this in two ways. One is give me back the reward points, and then the next time there's a reward point thing, buying thing, I can spend it the proper, again. Yeah, I'll be more careful, and I'll use our own scripts to do it so that I feel more comfortable instead of using their built-in features. And or give me the skill points and the items that I would have gotten if the build had have occurred properly. You know, either way is a solution to my problem, and either way they should be able to take care of that. And either way, you know, at the end of the day, it's not, what I bought is not going to change that much, you know, in the way of the game, or certainly it's not going to cost them anything. So the reason they're dragging their feet is unknown to me.
Right, and it's, if anything, you're going to hesitate before purchasing reward points again because you feel like you got ripped off and you don't want that to happen again. It's not like you're going to go, oh, I want to buy more because I'm low.
Yep.
Like I feel with some of these sneaky things they do.
Yeah.
It's really those stupid gold treasure chests. We've noticed that the increments of reward points seem to have changed. If you look at what was offered before, it was offered in increments of 1, 10, 20, 50, 100, 1,000. And now a lot of people are all of a sudden getting 2 reward points, which I'll take 2 reward points over a crappy piece of loot. But they haven't updated this thing since September of 2011. I mean, of 2010. So, and then they're selling the keys in the marketplace for 9 reward points. And I just think that's a crime that they're not updating the feature, but playing it off. And then if you get the pop-up, if you have it enabled, it'll say, here's a gold treasure chest, open it now. And if you actually have a key, you can open it for free. And it'll take you to the marketplace, but the marketplace in the background is shadowed and that pop-up is still highlighted. And the button will still say you can open up it for with a key. It doesn't say anything about reward points because it doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And I tested it out, and so I bought another one, you know, on the button that says I get it for free, and it actually took 9 reward points out of my balance and gave me, you know, some stupid twisted sister like with stats of 10.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just blatantly ripping people off.
Yeah, they have that same problem on the screen when you open them the first time. Mm-hmm. It's not the pop and like a pop-up thing, but when you open it the first time and then it says, you know, use one key. And then you click on it, and if you click too fast, you can end up wiping out your entire, you know, reward points balance because it'll just keep taking them. It doesn't ask you whether or not you're sure you wanted to spend 9 reward points on a key.
Right, and it should because it's such a ripoff.
Right. It should anyway. Anytime you're going to spend cash, it should have a prompt to let you, yeah.
But they really need to look at that feature. If they want to continue to sell those keys in the marketplace, it's a feature where you spend reward points just like our lucky stash, even though that's a ripoff too, but at least they update the loot. Mm-hmm. They need to update that to let it sit for almost a year and a half with no updating yet. The stats in the game are going up, 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 up. Mm-hmm. It's just wrong.
Yep.
And then that lucky stash is another thing too. If you're a VIP subscriber, all the loot you get from that is better than the loot on the lucky stash machine. And those odds, you know, I've complained about the odds since day one. And I don't know why, but I still play it. I can't help myself. Mm-hmm. But something changed. And it is way worse than it used to be.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired. I feel like they're ripping me off every time I play it. And I hate them when I do it.
Remember, the house always wins.
Well, I know that. But the odds did go down.
The odds and were always in favor of the house.
They always were, but now they're way more in favor. And you know they're laughing at you, like saying, hey, sorry, we need money right now.
Yeah.
We know you're a hopeless addict who thinks they're going to be that.
I think you're going to be the 1,000 reward point winner.
So, you know, those, I think if you're going to offer features that people have to pay for, make them worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And then while they're at it, we talked about this so many times, the stupid operations. I'm tired of getting those pop-ups and seeing loot items that are, like, really bad. Like, that's incentive for me to bug people and spam them to help me with the operation.
Yeah, and you can't close that stupid message.
I know.
Without...
You have to actually refresh the game to get rid of it.
Moronic.
And actually, the best thing to do is not remove it, is to refresh, and it will go into your queue. And then once you get a queue full of 10, you won't get those pop-ups anymore.
Yep.
But I'm always so quick to want to remove them. Because when I'm doing jobs, I want to do jobs. I don't want to be fussing with all these pop-ups. I'm
telling you, pop-ups are
a killer. We got a new gifting event. This one's called Go for Gold. Obviously, it should have been pushed out earlier because of the Olympics, but they did it like the day before the Olympics ends. And it's the same old gift mastery event we've had like since Christ was born. And it's just the same thing. But the problem with this gifting event, usually the gifting events will maybe fall on the last day of Mafia Poker. Well, it's all ongoing. So all 3 gifts are going to hit us while Mafia Poker's going on. And then their genius idea, which we were always happy to get gold mystery bags. And the latest version, the athletes mystery bags, came out at the same time. So now you got poker, gift mastery, and athletes mystery bags, which we're never going to complain about that. But they pulled them. They were only out for, I want to guess, 8 to 10 hours. So the problem is you got two gifting events going on. So people are sending gifts like crazy. They're swinging all over the place. So you can't keep 20 mystery bags in your queue for very long. Or not, there isn't even a queue. I mean, in your ZMC.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people just got zero athletes mystery bags.
Yeah.
So they either need to bring those back and say, we're sorry.
Probably not.
Or they just shouldn't have released them in the first place.
Yeah. Or
waited till it was more timely.
Well, you know, and I think along those lines, I think one of the options you should have at some point is you should be able to pick items you want to keep in your queue.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
I'm tired of giving good ideas.
I know.
But I think you should. You should be able to say, I want to keep this item type in my queue, and then I don't care what else gets bumped as a result of it, but these I want to keep.
These stay in the ZMC. Yep. The rest go, yeah.
Yep, and if they're good for 3-5 days, whatever they're normally good for, kind of all depends on which gift and who gifts it and all that other miraculous Zynga formulage that they do, then, you know, so be it. But you should be able to keep some stuff in your queue that if it's by choice.
And I don't know how or why people are doing this, maybe just because they can, but Italy consumables are still, you can use the gift blaster to send them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's doing that? Italy's not even open. So why are they sending me consumables for Italy?
They're just throwing you off.
I know, it's annoying.
You're just trying to get above 501 of it.
For your other idea.
Just stocking up on them. Never know when Italy's coming back.
Sure, they might come back for a day and they want to be ready.
They've never managed to remove it from the travel menu.
No.
Well, we have, but they haven't.
Oh, did you guys do that?
We had. I don't know if we still do. Nope, it's still in there. Never mind.
It's still there.
Ah, that's one on the list.
Yeah, they should get rid of that because it's ugly and it makes the travel menu too busy.
Well, it makes no sense.
Right, because all you're going to get is a screen that says you're locked out. But it gives them the opportunity to bring up the Neo Imperium, which we never really know what that is all about. We just know that whoever these people are, they like to go in and shut down destinations.
Yeah, and they need to come in and shut down the stupid distillery. I'm telling you, they just need to have a news blurb that comes up one day and says, the Neo Imperium have come in and taken away the distillery. They blew it up. I don't know what, but something.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Sucks.
Yeah, the only time it doesn't suck is when you use it personally, but it sucks when everyone else uses it.
It's not a good game feature.
No. And, you know, they're doing this, we talked about it on the last show, so it's been around a couple days now, the Mega Power Attack.
Uh-huh.
I love it, but I see a lot of people that don't, and I can understand why. You know, I have almost 15,000 stamina, so for me it's great. I'm getting my ices, like, in an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I just really like the feature. I'm using my stamina quickly enough where I don't have to do the stamina jobs in Las Vegas, which are kind of boring, but
right.
It affords you to blow through stamina quickly.
Yep.
But I think people with low stamina and, you know, they're having trouble getting ices.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the good and bad. And it just would be nice, maybe offer it in one, the latest destination, like London, or maybe the one before it, Chicago. If you fight in this city, you'll get, you know, the Mega Power Attack feature.
Make it a family perk.
Oh, yeah, that too.
When you get to level 15, then all of a sudden you get the Super Mega Pack
Power level Attack. Level 15? Come on. Do you Whatever. Think it's there?
Well, the point is that when you get there, you deserve something important like that.
Well, the thing is, it takes, like, okay, we're almost on level 11. And we hit level 10, I think it was back in November.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taken us a good, you know, like, I think you could add a baby in the time.
Yeah, it's like a 10-month window, isn't it? Per level, approximately.
And it goes up, but it does, and so if you, you know, so many people question, is this game going to be around? I think it is, as long as people spend money on it.
Mm-hmm.
But should you really be faced with the challenge that, you know, if you do perfectly every day, it's still going to take you several years?
Yeah.
So if they offer something good, they should offer it now. It's just overwhelming. And I feel really sorry for people that choose to have small families. I think they're at a disadvantage in the game because of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they can't make family more red available, or at least gradient it. Like, if you have this many members of your family, each one contributes, you know, this percent to family progression.
And yeah, the problem you have with that, though, is then everybody will just shrink their families down to get all the family progression done. I know how you asses work. And then all of a sudden, you'll then invite everybody in after you've gotten the achievements.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, see? I'm a mind reader.
Yeah. And I know that's a challenge for them. If they do offer something cool, they got to say, okay, how are these smart asses going to...
Yep, exactly.
You know, and we exploit what's going on today. It doesn't, maybe that's why the contribution is so minimal per person. But you can rotate accounts in and out of your family. You know, have one do family progression, leave, bring in another one. It doesn't amount to much, but I know it happens. I know people that jump families just so they can get the experience bonuses more than once a day. So there's a lot of exploiting going on, even how it is now.
Yeah, true.
I just don't have the time for all that. But if you got someone with time and they want to do all that.
It's not me either.
Yeah. I don't think many people do. Many people just have trouble with their own accounts.
Yep. I imagine so.
So I guess we've covered most of what's going on in the game. We did get another stranger swag item. It was called Twinkle Twinkle. And when they offered that, that's the same time those mystery bags got pulled, because the free gift page, when a stranger swag item is available, has that on the header, where when the special mystery bags are there, that's what's on. So I think that had a lot to do with why they were pulled. And it shows poor planning.
Yeah.
And then we have our next limited time mission is going to be called Invisible Velocity. And the riches to rags just expired the other day. So we should be expecting this one in the near future. And I found another limited time property.
Jiminy Christmas. They'll never learn.
No. This one looks like some kind of skyscraper. And it's so funny because whenever I post these, there's always two or three comments.
I can't believe that.
What?
That's extremely ironic. Okay. Last show, there was a whole section we talked about that never aired that was about the Ville. And we said something about a skyscraper and all kinds of stuff. And here you are telling me there's a new property coming out with a skyscraper.
Well, it might be. They're really hard to see, the small server images.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what it looked like. I couldn't find the name of it, so I can't get a large image.
But that's funny anyway.
It's funny.
Oh, brother.
But what cracks me up is every time I post these images, there's always two or three comments that say, I bet this is the next family property. Like, people don't want to believe, oh my God, they're going to give us another one.
Yeah.
But the image links clearly say limited time property in them. And the images are actually the button images that are on the global property page. So there's no question about what this property is for.
Right.
And sure, we would love to see this third family property. It would be nice to start upgrading it. And I don't know why they're putting it off like they are.
Probably forgot about it.
They probably did. And then they should just remove it, the coming soon, get rid of it, and we'll have two family properties, the artillery station and the bunker.
Yep.
But don't keep teasing us with coming soon when it's not going to be soon.
Yes, nobody wants to be teased with coming soon.
Yeah. Or new, like their stupid Fight Club loot.
Yeah, that too.
That really annoys me every time I go to the marketplace and I see that banner that says new Fight Club loot.
Yep.
It's like, I don't think so. And why do I have 1.5 million victory coins? Like, what the hell am I going to spend them on? Like, should I just sleep well at night knowing I can buy like almost a million energy refills?
You can buy Cuba.
Yeah. So I wish they would fix that stuff.
Yep. But they probably won't.
No, there's so much for them to do.
Yeah. Hey, our we've got a new Spocklet too that again, there's a lot of stuff. When we do the show, we have lots of stuff that we have to cut because our shows run so long. And when Brandon was on the show, we actually kind of had a joking back and forth about some people out there wanting to know which items are actually giftable. You know, we had the gift Anator allowed you to send all the items that became giftable when the event went on. But, you know, if you're ever just wondering what items are giftable, there's a thing called the giftable-inator.
Giftable-inator. Not to be confused with
the giftinator. Yeah.
Giftinator.
Yeah. So that's out there now, and it just basically it acts like the inventory history to a certain extent. and it will give you a listing of all the items that are giftable.
It's a handy little thing. I think that's
started as a joke. Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's probably why he named it that.
Yep.
But that's one of our most common questions. And Zynga themselves kind of screwed that up because they used to have like a threshold. So you just knew any item that was a loot item and it had stats of less than 109 were giftable. Well, when they went in and patched that little boo-boo they made, there was no rhyme or reason to what is and what isn't. So even if you find an item that's 109, you don't really know if it's giftable or not. Mm-hmm. And sure, you can use their inventory search, but I like this tool. It's just easy. So now when people ask, I just post a screenshot of what it tells me. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, that used to be a big part of the game, making like Kanu from the Mafia Wars Gods. He used to make these really nice loose reference charts, and it would list the top at the time 8, and then when we got henchmen 10 giftable or best loot items you could have. You know, there was one called giftable loot. Well, what Zynga did was they just went kind of crazy with the loot, and it's almost impossible to keep up with. And if you're going to take the time to make a little chart like that for easy reference, it's like obsolete in 2 days. So then you feel like your time was wasted. And so I don't think people have a good handle on their loot. And it's hard for anyone to try to make charts or help people with that because it changes so quickly. I know I don't focus on that anymore. It would drive me crazy.
True.
So it's nice to have a little script that does that.
Yeah, we like creating nice little scripts.
Yeah, for things we want to know. And Zynga could just as easily have a button.
Informational scripts.
What are the top 5 items? They could have that in the inventory. Like, instead of you having to make all these filters and stuff, just have a button that says top 10 items. Click here. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, they would put all their marketplace items.
Yeah, because they would. Yeah.
And that's another thing I don't get. You know, they keep updating the marketplace, limited edition loot, collector's edition, all this stuff that you have to pay for. Well, what about the people that are actually buying 500 items so they can have the best equipment scores? Are you expecting them to do that like every 2 days when they add a new item? That's another annoying thing. They should let people that have purchased marketplace loot sell it back for half the price to get better loot. Maybe don't turn it into reward points, but have like a marketplace bank like you have in your destinations, and you can buy these items.
You can trade them back in for victory coins.
Yeah.
It's because someday there'll be something to do with those victory coins. Who knows?
I'm holding out. I know a lot of people just go ahead and buy all those boosts. But that's stupid, I think. Sorry to offend anyone that did that, but
I don't get the boost things at all.
Boosts don't really actually help you. If it makes you feel warm and fuzzy to actually use your victory coins, then sure, why not? But I just think eventually they'll have to address it. Or they'll just pull them away, and one day people are going to wake up and say, hey, where did my victory coins go?
Well, I don't get. Yeah, we talked about that. I don't get if they're complaining that it's a problem and it gets out of hand, then why do you continue to let them drop?
Yeah, why are they giving...
Stop dropping them, okay?
We were having fun in the Ass family. Someone had asked, what are these for? And they were saying how Zynga's too worried because some people have millions out there. And Morton, one of the guys in our family, has like 12 million victory coins. So I said, yes, it's all his fault that we cannot use our victory coins because they don't want him to become too powerful. Mm-hmm. And that is, there's a lot of people out there that have been fighting for a long time, have a lot of stamina, and they have a lot of victory coins.
Yeah, because guess what? You created an event in the game that said you had to have family progression, which means you had to ice and fight all day long in order to get those ices, which meant that you're collecting victory coins for each win. So, where did the problem start? This is the chicken or the egg? Art before the horse.
If they would have updated this loot consistently, like they do with the lucky stash,
yeah,
nobody would have that many victory coins.
Right, they would have spent them out. That's why, yeah. I said, just change the fight loot. Let it everybody else spend it, and they'll get what they need, and then it'll be done. You don't even have to do that progression thing where you buy one item and the next one costs you 16 million more. Who cares? You know, max you're ever going to get out of any of the items anyway is 501. Again, 501, magic number. Dun, dun, dun. Although 42 is the answer to everything. Yes. So, hold on.
I think that's about all we have.
good. Show's over. Let's move on. No, just kidding.
Got any shout outs?
I was trying to think. Not really. I'm horrible at it. So
Jana makes us look better when she's on because her shout outs are so nice.
She knows so many people in the game. I just know people in passing. So I'll give a shout out to all the Spock fans.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. We are currently at a lot of people. I don't even know where it's at on these screens anymore. Oh, 284,000. Oh, we're closing in on 300,000 fans.
That's pretty impressive.
Woohoo! That's a big deal, actually.
That is.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know of any Mafia Wars site that it can even touch that number.
Yeah, that's cool. My shout out is to the fans of Spockholm. For without you, we wouldn't do what we do. We'd have no purpose.
True that.
Word. You got a shout out?
Sure, my shout out will be to El Burro.
El Burro?
He's a serial leveler, and he's active on our fan page. He has a couple identities. But he made a post on our page, and he said that he would be a great guest on the podcast.
Very good.
So it might be fun to talk to him. He's like one of those people that feels they're in jeopardy because of those accounts that got banned that hit the level cap.
He's
on his way up there, so it might
be closing in
to see what he has to say about it all.
Yeah, well, he's got a few people to beat because Elena and Jacko are ahead of him. So Mr. Elbero, Mr. Jack Carlson's up there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm closing in.
Now you're gonna make the list.
Yeah, I'll be up there any day now.
I just hit level 5,000 not too long ago.
I'm up to 12,600. Oh, yep.
But you're crazy.
Not moving at any ridiculously insane rate or anything like that, because I don't want to be put on the list. but I'm moving right along, nonetheless.
You know, they might wake up one day and say, let's mess with these people. Let's just ban Pistol Pete.
Let's shut down Pistol Pete. I hope not. I play nice.
Boycott.
I behave in the sandbox. Yeah, boycott. Yeah, what a joke.
Think, you know, people always ask why our accounts don't get banned, but I think we follow a principle of playing that, you know, you do one thing at a time. You don't let it run while you're sleeping.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's true. That is true. I don't, you know, and there are others out there that they let, you know, any of the scripts that are out there, none in particular, some of them run all night long. You know, and you know for a fact that that person is not playing by their computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, maybe 18 hours a day. I've seen people do it, but...
My master. Remember when they had that warning message that you were playing for too long?
Yeah.
Like, Mike kept getting it, and he was actually playing all the time.
And they had that. We had that mock that one time, and there was the two ladies that were... They basically stayed up for 24 hours straight during, or 48 hours that weekend, you know. So that was funny. I mean, it was crazy, but funny. So there they were icing all night long and all day long and all night long again. There's dedication. So anyway. All right. Well, I think we're probably bringing the show to an end. Hopefully, John will be back with us next time. And
yes.
We'll speed that's things along and keep us in balance. So I guess that's a wrap. Ta-da. Show's over.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brain.